Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Merloni and Fourier.
It's his fault.
If the holder buffs it, it's his fault.
Nick didn't do anything wrong. He just tried to kick it.
This is the world of sports.
It's not Lou's fault. Lou did everything right for 3.5 quarters. But he did fumble the ball at the end. Well, we needed it both.
We continue our preview of Jets Week. Is this a must win?
What's the next step down?
Can't lose?
What's the next step down?
Gotta have it?
Damn sure is a gotta have it. It's a gotta have it.
Gotta have it.
Right. Dude, I like that.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have it.
Apparently, we're making it the next step down.
Bill Belichick was certainly in a good mood this morning.
Something I've been thinking about for a while, and it's about long snapping, actually.
Thank you for the question. No, it's good.
It's Lou.
Wait, so if they bring that safety down, and you think they're in
go to bed, kid.
It's Christian.
If I don't like you, you're getting a lowercase.
That's hipster.
It is.
It's Merloni and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, fourth and final hour here, Merloni and Fourier. Talking a lot of Pats, Jets, getting you ready for that. Bottom of the hour. Nick Costas from Odyssey is our gambling insider.
Yep.
He's going to make you some cash. Talk about a few games, including this one here and others around the league. And at 5:15, about 10, 15 minutes from now, do a little Red Sox, get you ready for the weekend as well. But I wanted to jump on one thing that's a little bit, that was kind of concerning, I would say, Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. We talked to Mike Lombardi earlier, which we do every Friday at 4 o'clock. And I asked him about the hits that Mac Jones took, and are they sustainable?
No, you can't. And I think it was a lot of it was softness in the line, and they didn't handle stunts. They were too soft in pass protection. They were too soft in passing off games, and it cost the quarterback, and he got hit quite a bit. It was an impressive outing that he took those hits and still made some incredible throws.
Yeah, and that's what stood out to me.
Yeah.
And then when you go back, you see more and more of them. You know, touchdown passes, just, you know, third and long passes, just middle of the field passes. That, to me, is the difference between a Mac Jones and a Zach Wilson right now. So, Mac Jones...
Taking hits?
No, the
making passes with pressure
Mason,
in your face.
Yes, understanding that you're going to get hit and you still have confidence to make the throw. You still have time to make the throw. But you're not worried about your well-being. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to extend my arm. I'm going to open my whole chest cavity up and be willing to get knocked the hell out. Or you say, no, I'm holding it. I don't believe in my ability to throw this ball. Now I can't see the damn receiver. I got to eat it. I mean, because there's obvious, the tackle gets beat. There's a stunt. You have no chance but to just fall into a ball. And then there's those that could be avoided.
Well, I think the point is, too, is I remember after week one last year, Cam Newton versus Miami Dolphins. I think he ran the ball 15 times for 75 yards. And the talk every day was, is that sustainable? Can you really count on that? And I think you could say the same thing about Mac taking 9 quarterback hits, and some of them weren't even registered. That Landon Roberts hit that he took, that doesn't even count as a quarterback hit because there was a penalty attached to it. And there was a couple others. So he didn't just get hit 9 times and sacked once. Like, he got hit more than that. And I don't think it is. And now when you look at the injury report, Kyle Van Noy, by the way, he's already been ruled out. But Trent Brown, limited practice today. He's still questionable. So I don't know if Trent Brown is going to be there at right tackle or not. And the Jets defense, I don't know, is it like Miami? No. Were they going to bring pressure like Miami did at that rate? 45%? Probably not. It's not in their DNA like Miami's. But still, pressure on this guy going out there taking 10, 11, 12 hits. That's something that isn't sustainable. I don't care who you are. I don't care how big you are. You can't do that for 17 games.
No. And I say that that's why I say I think Zach Wilson got hit, I want to say 11 times, and got sacked 6 times. It's that's like you that's the 5 games worth of hits.
Well, I'll take that back, because as much as the Dolphins blitzed last week, I think 45%, they were number two in the league last year. The Jets, last week against Sam Darnold in Carolina, they were fourth in the league. Mm. They blitzed 35% of the time. So you might see them trying to do the same thing. The interesting thing is that Mac Jones was so successful with it.
Yeah.
The numbers were through the roof on blitzes and pressure. Is that something you want to do if you're the Jets? But again, just the hits alone was something to be concerned about. We all loved the fact that he stood in there and made those passes. I think Mike even brought up the one where he was kind of moving backwards and threw that ball to Jacoby Myers. That was another one that didn't register as a hit on the score sheet. But that was a hit. You know, he went down, got himself back up again. So he stayed in there and took him. But in this league, that's dangerous.
See, the best thing about this, so right now, every defensive coordinator is building their own book. Like, even if I'm playing you 5 weeks from now, I have a guy scouting you, and they're building a book on that quarterback. 15 new quarterbacks throughout the league. 15. There's some rookies out there, but 15 teams have brand new quarterbacks. Some of them, like an Andy Dalton, have a built-in book. He has tendencies over the last 10 years. You know what he can do. You've played him before. Don't worry about it. These younger guys, it's going to take some time. So I would say that the worst thing the best thing for Mac Jones is that he's already building an impressive book. Guys, do we want to blitz this guy? Well, it's only one game. How do we know he can really do it? You know, maybe he just got lucky. Well, you know, Miami did have some pretty good corners. They had some. They have a good defense. They're coached really well. And they don't have great receivers, so it had a lot to do with him. All right, well, you know what? We're going to risk it. Let's blitz them again. So you need to build that resume where that's the last thing they want to do. You don't want them to blitz you because they know you're going to complete it. So that completely removes one of their greatest assets and their ability to put pressure on you. So they better have a guy who's a really good edge rusher.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to – I think that's something I think just to kind of keep an eye on. Looks like they're going to keep that offensive line as it is. And whether it's just, you keep hearing like Durant's going to be starting at right tackle. Haran's not even on, he's not even on the injury report. Do we even know what happened to him? Is he just?
No.
So, maybe. Okay. So that's, I'm just saying that's something to kind of keep an eye on as much as we talked about the running back situation as well. It was interesting to see that Mike Lombardi not only doesn't think Stevenson's going to dress this week, but he thinks he might have 2 weeks off. That's not a surprise to you at all.
No. Is it to you?
Well, no, it brings me back to. And I know it's coming from me and all, but it does bring you back to Sony Michel, doesn't it?
No.
Why not?
Why? Why would Stevenson's issue make me think of Sony Michel?
So, okay, so J.J. Taylor gets elevated. Do we know J.J. Taylor? Do we know he can hold on to the football?
I mean, I guess, again, fine. You don't know if anyone can hold on to the ball. I'm not using that as any sort of issue with my decision.
No, my only thing is the Sony Michel trade. When Henderson went down in the Rams, you sat there and said, "Ooh, that's a fit for Sony." But as it played out, you sort of sat there and said, "Wait a minute, now this is the strength of your team, the depth of your running back. You know, you got a good offensive line. You're going to run the football and protect this kid. And there'll be weeks where you can just beat a team by running the football, and he doesn't have to do much, right?" And I still believe that to be true. But now you look at it. Like Sony, I never liked Sony as a lead back. I just thought he was a jag. But as a backup in this league, he's a pretty good backup in this league. Like he's a pretty good backup, especially when your lead back played, what, 10 games last year?
But
and hasn't really played a full season yet? And your backup, you now elevated as a rookie, who now after 5 snaps is going to sit for a couple of games? All of a sudden that depth, there's still talent there. J.J. Taylor you like. Damien Harris is still a stud. But it just... I don't know. Sony Michel's a guy that could have given you 7, 8, 9 carries.
Oh, I don't even worry about it.
Damien Harris could have won 17, maybe holds on to the ball.
I haven't thought of Sony Michel since the day he left. And I would say, is Stevenson a better back than Sony Michel?
He may be at some point, just like Damien Harris was, but Damien Harris sat and watched for a while.
I'd rather take my chances with a rookie going through some rookie growing pains. I would say Sony Michel had his own issues, just the way he ran the ball, how tentative he was. This guy is not a tentative runner. He's a downhill beast. He will search out contact. And I rather live with the opportunity knowing that he has a teachable moment right now, first 2 weeks of the season, and then see what happens. I think it's worth the risk.
So you think they walk out of here, no questions. No questions asked. They walk out of here with a W Sunday. Do you think it's going to be an easy one? You think they cover easy?
I do.
Fitzy has an 11-point win.
I think that's borderline blowout, isn't it? That's
11, yeah. I think 17. I kind of classify 17 as a blowout. 17, 3 scores.
I don't. If you want to go through you know, coaching, Bill, quarterback, I'll take our guy. Offensive line, call it a push.
Are there any advantages,
call
Jets?
It a push.
Wide receiver.
You like the wide receivers. Keenan Cole may play. I mean, they're both questionable right
Crowder
now.
Crowder and Davis is better than what you got. But that's about it.
Davis is going to be null and void.
See,
he will not be a factor in this game.
That's something
you know
that's
the
interesting,
history.
Too. I do
you know it.
I know.
You tell me
again,
that.
You're basing on history.
I'm
basing it on talent.
You're going to take
out. You got Steph Gilmore, you can take somebody
player.
Out. You got Revis, you can take
they
somebody
take
out.
An out player. So listen. So
Tlaib can take somebody out. I don't think J.C. Jackson could take anybody out.
Well, I don't think. I think they have the right personnel to limit him to two catches.
That's not good.
Two catches?
Corey Davis?
Yeah, two catches.
Eyebrow?
No.
You want to bet an eyebrow?
No, no,
on
no.
That?
I will not bet it again.
You will
maybe
not.
I will. Maybe I'll bet it with Costas.
I think they win this game, but it's less than a score. It's like 4 points. You know, it's not a touchdown.
I'd be amazed if this is a, hey, let them hang around type of game. Like what happened with Carolina is.
Well, you give this team
out,
a lot of credit.
No. I think the Jets suck.
No,
I'm
the
not,
Patriots. You give the Patriots
no,
a lot of credit.
I know. I think the Jets suck. When we did our preseason poll. Our preseason, you know, win-loss with the AFC East, I told you they're going to win three games. Those types of teams that can only win three games, they suck. I don't think they're any good.
Like that two-win team last year that you beat by three because Joe Flacco just decided to throw interceptions late for no reason?
I still think they suck.
Because they were throwing the game.
So maybe you get them one time when that they play well, like the second time you play them. First time they play them, second week of the season, you're playing against the Patriots. They're already pissed off. They're already embarrassed. You are just, they're basically, the thing about the Jets is that they may have the right attitude. I just don't think personnel-wise they have the bodies. That's it. They've just dealt with so many injuries. Go through their defense alone. They started off with losing their two edge rushers. Then they drafted all these rookies. Then all these guys get hurt. Then their safety gets hurt. Then their corner gets hurt. So I'm not looking at it like, oh, the Patriots are just head and toes above them. Like, no. I just feel like the Jets suck. I think they suck. I think they're terrible, and they're not going to win three games.
Well, we'll see. 1 o'clock. See who.
I think they suck.
One of these teams come out 0-2. And by the way, 0-2 start teams, 11%. 11% of the time they make the playoffs. 0-2. So this is about as close to a must win as you can get. We just like to call it a gotta have it.
By the way, Lou, that 3-point victory over the Jets last year, one of Cam Newton's best games. He was 27 of 35 for 274 and two rushing touchdowns.
Wow.
He was really good that game, and they won by three.
Remember, Flacco lit them up, and then with like 6 minutes to go, just started chucking it through the stupidest interception you've ever seen in your life.
Well, it's like he wanted them to lose on purpose.
No,
that's what I felt.
Oh,
I felt he wanted to stick it to the Jets.
The team was sitting there like nine games into the season. They're like, what are we doing? We need a number one pick.
Yeah, that was a mandate from Woody
Johnson. Hey, what did they, the first game? That was the second game, though.
That was the first game.
That was way late in the season like that.
Yes, the Week 17 game you're thinking of was a 28-14 Patriots win.
Mm. And Cam was outstanding in that game.
He was okay, 21 of 30, 242. Actually, he was really good. He had three touchdowns that game, which I totally forgot about.
Yeah,
he rushed for 79 yards, too.
He padded his stats on that last game of the year. So get him up to, what, eight touchdowns? Three in a game?
It was like 75% of his touchdowns were in that game.
It's not 32 teams better than me. Yeah, there are. There's 32 quarterbacks. Yes, there are.
All right, Boston Red Sox started a big series here with the Baltimore Orioles this weekend. They made it official here moments ago, a while ago, that Chris Sale is indeed starting this game. One interesting tidbit, though, with this rotation, it's going to go Sale, Pivetta, Eovaldi on Sunday. Now, which means they're just putting him, they're going to give Erod an extra day because Erod threw in front of him in Seattle. So they are making sure that Nate Eovaldi is going to go on 4 days rest, pretty much 5 days every fifth day, no matter what. With off days, he's going 4 days rest. They're not bumping him, which I think is a good idea. But it does sort of concern me. I mentioned it before, with Eovaldi, then you got to think, okay, comes back against, who would it be? Erod against the Mets. Who throws that second game against the Mets? Because after that game against the Mets in New York, against the Yankees, I want Sale, Eovaldi, and Erod in any order pitching in that. I don't want Pivetta. And by throwing Pivetta tomorrow, he can't pitch on Wednesday against the Mets. So I don't know where they're going to go with this, but I really don't want to see Pivetta thrown against the Yankees because I think it really could come down to that series. You got to take two out of three. The other tidbit, too, was that he said starting on Saturday, Tanner Houck will be available out of that bullpen. He could be a guy that throws Wednesday in that second game and you bump Pivetta altogether and put him in the bullpen. Who knows? I just want to see that. But the bottom line is, Christian, this team needs to bang. They need I'm talking the first three innings of every game. I want to see three, four, five runs. Like, I don't want to hang around like the New York Yankees did with the bad baseball team, the Orioles. They're awful. They suck. But if you're 2-1 in that seventh, eighth inning, that's when bad teams, you know, you're playing a bad football team in the fourth quarter, you're tied. They're sitting there saying, oh, my God, we can actually win this game. And you get a team that maybe plays well in the fourth quarter. That's what the Orioles did to the Yankees. And they stole a game from them last night, which is hurting the Yankees because they can't beat the freaking Orioles. They can't do that. They need to swing the bats to hide some of these defensive miscues that are eventually going to happen this weekend.
See, my whole thing is you're not good enough to take anything for granted.
No.
You're just not. And I just wonder, for some weird reason, I still have faith that they're just going to figure it out. Like, at the last minute, right before it's too late, they're going to say, like, a light's going to go on, and they will say, oh, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is the attention to detail I'm supposed to have. These plays actually matter. Because I know you keep talking about all these guys playing out of position, but I think at this point in time, with 14 games left and the wild card game being October 5th and like all these different stores putting Halloween products in their stores, Halloween candy, means we're nearing the end of the season.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about their overall attitude. Do you set up your lineup? Do you try to make a case for making sure you're set up to beat the Yankees? You want to sweep them, so they not only are you getting wins, but you're taking wins away from them.
I believe.
Do you care?
First, you got three with Baltimore, two with the Mets. I believe you got to go 4-1 in that stretch. Now, obviously, depending on what the Yankees, Blue Jays do, if the Yankees fall flat and they lose a couple of games here, it may be different. You can afford to go 3-2, maybe going into that series, but 4-1, I don't care how you get there. You know, if you want to lose a game to Baltimore, take 2 out of 3, you'll be upset. But if you sweep the Mets, now you're 4-1, right? Or sweep the Orioles, split with the Mets, whatever. I need 4-1 going in against the New York Yankees. And I think you ask about, like, what's the mentality of this team. I do believe, like, in certain moments where teams kind of use things to motivate themselves, right? And I think you believe that, too, with football when it comes to it. So what happened at the deadline, I thought, brought them down. They just brought them down. They were just, for a couple weeks, they felt bad for themselves. They got into a rut and they couldn't get out of it. And then they got Sale back and Schwarber back, and there was a little bit of an uplift. And then they were playing a little bit better when COVID hit. And then they went back down again. When you got Sale back on the mound here tonight, by the way, -335 favorites, like one of the biggest favorites, I think, of the night and probably for their season against the Baltimore Orioles. And you get Matt Barnes back, and you take guys out of this rotation, you bump guys out of the bullpen that shouldn't be here. You start looking around saying, okay, we got everybody back. What we dealt with the last 3 weeks, I think it's evident that they're not happy a little bit with the way MLB handled it, you know, or they're just not happy going through COVID, dealing with it. The MLB didn't give them a day off to try to slow it down or whatever. They feel like they're being scrutinized, even though they were the team that was unvaccinated. That's fine. But these are things that kind of bring you together a little bit. You know, when they're playing like dog crap, and all of a sudden you get everybody back and you got 13 games and you look up and you see the Orioles, you take 3 in a row, you take whatever it might be, you start building momentum again. They're back to like sort of like everybody, nobody likes us. You know, MLB didn't treat us well.
There you go. Finding us against them.
Creating a chip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like it.
And I think you'll see it. And I think it starts with the offense.
See, I mean, okay.
And by the way, if it's a 4-man rotation, and you're going to get Sale and Eovaldi and Erod and now Pivetta maybe, then that's pretty much it. On a nightly basis, you're sitting there saying, yeah, I feel pretty good with Hauk in the bullpen.
How concerned are you about Sale?
I know, a little bit.
Right?
It's a good landing spot for him tonight, I can tell you
okay,
that much.
Okay, so are we? I know you said, what did you say the odds were, something crazy?
-335. You got to bet 335 just to win $100.
God, would you take that bet?
No, I don't do it in baseball because then it comes down to bullpen. It's like Pedro. I never did it.
We were talking about earlier about just those lopsided bets where you got to bet so much because the other team sucks so bad. Yep. So they want to. It's got to be worth it for them also. I don't know. I know Cora was talking about Sale was doing all the right things. He was, you know, probably had some net. Maybe had his thrown to his kids. This is a great opportunity for Baltimore. Like, the rust is going to be there.
Yeah. Well, it might be. And, I mean, you know, Pivetta looked great against Chicago, but Pivetta basically missed 6 days. Like, instead of throwing on Saturday, he got bumped. What, you know what I mean? Like, actually, no, he missed a start before. But so there was a lot of time in between. I don't know. You tell me. I mean, so Chris Sale is at home. The team goes to Chicago and Seattle. He's got COVID. He feels fine the whole time. Do you really think that Chris Sale's not throwing a bullpen
somewhere?
No,
he's probably.
Does anybody really believe that?
Wait, was he? Where was he? Was he
was
back
at home?
In Florida.
He wasn't stuck in a hotel room in Toronto.
Okay.
He was here. He was at home in Boston. He did not fly to Chicago. You're telling me that on Friday or Saturday or Monday while they're on the road, he didn't call up somebody that he knows that can actually catch him, which not easy, but there's not a phone call. Hey, just let me know. Is there a catcher around? Who can we have? Who can come over here? I'm throwing in my backyard. I'm going to space it out, whatever. I'm throwing a bullpen.
Easily.
Or you know what? Sneak me into Fenway. No one's there.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
No one's going to see me. Let's do this.
Yeah,
I don't believe he hasn't thrown.
Lou, what do you think about Alex Cora saying Chris Sale does not have a pitch limit tonight?
I like it. And more evidence that he hadn't stopped throwing.
Christian wanted Alex to go all in. This is kind of a sign of that.
This is
taking the reins off.
He needs to go all in. This is nobody should have a day off until Toronto, we assume Toronto's in. They're locked in, and it's really between the Yankees and the Red Sox for that second spot.
Most likely, yes.
So until the Yankees are mathematically out of it.
See, I just think that this team, and they're still flawed defensively. Don't get me wrong. And there's still nights you pull your hair out. But when Tanner Houck's out in that bullpen, and he can get you six outs, you know, that's it. He's not going to go five innings. Just give me six outs. Give me two innings. Their bullpen the last seven games is a .68 ERA. So Ottavino's throwing the ball well. Taylor looks like he's throwing the ball well. That break might have helped him. You know, Darwinson is back. He looked great in his last outing. You know, and then you still got Whitlock, and now you got Houck, and here comes Barnes. And Perez is valuable because Perez comes in that, like, fifth inning down a run and kind of keeps it there. Not the dumpster fire that they would normally use, you know, with these guys that were filling in. It turns into a four-run deficit instead of just one. So he's valuable there. Barnes, can he figure it out? He's still a key. So your bullpen is starting to come together. You know, your lineup, you really need JD and Devers and Bogarts to kind of pick it up a little bit. But, you know, your lineup is swinging it. So, and now you're down to your four best pitchers. You know, they're a dangerous team if it wasn't the fact that they can't catch the baseball.
And that's my issue. So they will, their season, I do think they'll end up getting that playoff spot, that one play-in game. But they will end up losing that game because of some fielding issue.
I agree with that.
About unearned runs because somebody misjudged the ball or couldn't hit the cutoff, man. That, to me, is a character trait that they cannot shake.
See, the interesting thing to me, too, is like Jose Iglesias, right, who has been really good for them, not just defensively, but offensively. He's been great for them, you know, actually getting hits in that nine hole, but defensively he's a whiz. He turned a double play the other day. I did that game the other day in Seattle. That was fantastic. Like, he plays with a paddle. Most guys play with a glove. It doesn't even touch his glove, and he gets rid of it. But Jose Iglesias isn't eligible for the postseason.
I know. I saw that.
So if you're Alex Cora and you want to focus on defense here down the stretch. Now, Christian Arroyo, they think he might be back during the series. And he's a very good defensive second baseman. But do you continue to ride Jose Iglesias in the last 14 games every day at second, knowing that if you get to a plane, you got to have another second baseman play because he can't?
I know. That is an interesting dynamic because on one hand, you need to get there.
Yeah.
And you need to get there. So you can't take any chances. I'd rather go with the sure thing, take my chances, and get there, and then make adjustments.
Well, I think what will happen is when Arroyo comes back, and he's in Worcester tonight playing, and they think he might come back this series, so maybe it's Sunday, you're going to start seeing, you know, Arroyo in there, you know, whether it's every other or every third, and because he's got to get in there. He's a good second baseman defensively. And by the way, that might keep him, like, actually healthy enough to actually play in a playoff game. But I do think you got to stick with Iggy. But Arroyo's going to mix in. He's going to mix in. The kid can't play in the postseason. I mean, what are you going to sit Arroyo for what? I mean, it's already been like a 2 weeks. You're going to sit him for an entire month and then say, go get Toronto up there in a playoff game after not playing for a month?
Play.
That's not going to happen. He is going to play. He's going to play. All right. I think it's time to make some cash, ain't it, right about now? I think, right about now?
It is. We're going to gamble.
That's it. Nick Costas, he's going to join us. He is the Odyssey Gambling Insider and the host of You Better You Bet.
Gamble.
Hey, let's gamble. We're going to do that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. It is 5:30 on a Friday, so it is time for us to make some money. We're going to bring in our guy, the Odyssey gambler, Nick Costas. He's the host of You Better You Bet on the Odyssey Network. Nick, how are we doing? Now listen, after week one, do you have any money left?
Oh, we had a good amount of money left. Yeah, it was great. Had the under in the Patriots-Dolphins game last night, hit the Giants in the over despite, you know, having my heart ripped out as a Giants fan. But yeah, we're feeling really good ahead of week two. I feel like there's some good spots for money to be made this weekend, gentlemen.
Now, I want to make sure, now, you use your own personal money. This isn't like, you know, make-believe money. Like, you're dipping into your own bank account, and you're gambling using your own funds, right?
Guys, I've been literally gambling on sports since my senior year of college in 2004. So, yes, back when I had no money, I was gambling with my own money. And now that I have money, I am certainly gambling with my own money. Yes, that is accurate.
Hey, I want to start with, because week one, and even including last night, I think 13 of 17 dogs actually covered. And I think 10 of them won outright. Is that a trend you start to see kind of early in the year till we start to know who these teams are?
Yeah, I think we just have to take like some things into account. Like, there are certain situations where underdogs, guys, especially early in the year, become valuable. Like, we see like division underdogs really become valuable. We saw that last week, obviously, with the Dolphins and the Patriots, where Miami wins that game outright and obviously covers the spread. And I think we're going to get a couple instances this weekend. And we see this in week two a lot historically, like the overreaction from week number one. And like, people are convinced now that teams are what they were in week number one. And it's like, well, maybe that's the case, but maybe lines have moved too far in the other direction, and we'll have an opportunity to play on some of these underdogs this week. Excited to talk about some of them here with you guys.
All right, let me start with what we have right here with the Patriots. 6-point favorites on the road against the Jets. Two rookie quarterbacks, so it's a little bit of an unknown, especially the first road game here for Mac Jones. So which side are you on here?
Yeah, I like the Patriots. If you can get it and anything under six, I feel like that's a really good bet. If I had to bet the game, like, I would never bet the Jets plus the six here. Mekhi Becton's obviously out for a while now, the Jets hulking left tackle. And Zach Wilson, you know, hit 10 times, sacked 6 times last week by the Carolina Panthers. We love this Patriots front seven. The Jets secondary is absolutely brutal. They just lost LaMarcus Joyner as well. So I think Mac Jones is going to have a bit of a field day throwing the football here, guys. So Patriots for me, laying anything under 6 points, 5.5 like that. And I like the over as well, because while the Patriots should be able to score in this game, I also think Zach Wilson's going to score either for the Jets or the Patriots with his gunslinging mentality here. So let's go over 43 with the Jets and the Patriots, and the Patriots laying anything under six.
Okay, is there a prop bet in there with this Patriots-Jets game that you like?
Okay, so at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, where I give the numbers for, I don't think they have the numbers out yet, but I do have some players that I'm targeting once these numbers come out. Jacoby Myers, I feel like, is going to have like a really nice game here. He obviously led the Patriots in targets last week, 9 targets for Mac Jones. As we said, this Jets secondary is terrible. I think Mac Jones is going to have success in the passing game, and Myers is the guy that I feel like we can bank on the most in this passing game. And on the flip side here, Corey Davis, I feel like, I think I said this with you guys last week, he's not Julio Jones, obviously, but he's like the Julio Jones in the Shanahan LaFleur offense. A lot of targets, 2 touchdowns, a lot of yards last week. So whether the Jets like win the game or not, which they won't, Davis is going to get his each and every week. It's like the volume hog in this offense. And I'd look to go back to Elijah Moore as well. I want to see what the yardage prop is for him. The Jets rookie second round receiver had a ton of air yards last week, dropped a couple bombs from Zach Wilson. He catches one of those, he's going to go over. But Myers and Corey Davis are the two that I'm
Here's the thing. See, I would take Corey Davis off your board. I would take him off your board because this is what they do. Robert Saleh talked about it. Bill has done it historically. Your best weapon is Corey Davis. Like Mike Gesicki last week, how many catches did Mike Gesicki have? 0. Didn't have 0 catches.
Ran out of committee of 4 tight ends.
Well, I would also say, I will bet you that Corey Davis, I'll set the line at 2 catches, and I'm going to go under. You want any piece of that?
I want a piece of that.
Yeah, what do you want to bet on it? Yeah, we can have a little side action.
An eyebrow.
I like that side.
listen. You want to give me 2 for Corey Davis receptions? You will lose that.
Yeah, I'll give you two.
I might jump on that, too. Nick Costas, Odyssey Gambler, the host of You Better, You Bet. We're talking to him now. Nick, a couple games jump out at me. Now, Christian Fourier here played with Seattle, and he always talks about coming east and playing these 1 o'clock games. I look at this Oakland game at Pittsburgh. I think Pitt's laying 6. Monday night win, 1 o'clock game, West Coast team. Does it even matter who the teams are? When you see that scenario, do you just take that home team with against the West team coming east?
No, and I think we've kind of seen that kind of like peter out over the last couple of years, except for the Las Vegas Raiders and John Gruden. He's been historically terrible in these situations, whether he was with Tampa, going west, obviously, or now back with the Raiders, Oakland or Vegas here, going east. And that's why we see the number be what it is. Like, the number honestly doesn't make a lot of sense. It just as a numbers play for Pittsburgh to be a 6-point favorite in this game. But then you take all those things into consideration, and you're right, like Monday night overtime game, very emotional win. And Vegas could be a team this year where we see weird, like, home-road splits with a crazy home field advantage. Gruden is not a good road coach here. So I actually like the Steelers in this game, laying the 6 points. The Raiders have major issues on the offensive line. Denzel Good is now out for the season for them. T.J. Watt looked like an absolute beast last week rushing the passer. And I think this is a game where Ben Roethlisberger actually has success. I think he's washed, but I think he can have success here against the Raiders secondary here. So I'm looking at Claypool. I'm looking at Deontay Johnson overs, and I would lay it with the Pittsburgh Steelers at 6 against Vegas.
All right, the other game that I like is Packers-Lions. And I know the Lions struggled early on against the 49ers last week. The 49ers lose their cornerback, and then sure enough, the Lions start scoring points, and next thing you know, it was actually got probably a little closer for the 49ers than they wished. And the Packers only 3 points. Aaron Rodgers, terrible game. So I see on your side that it's Green Bay minus 11.5 and over and under at 48.5. Well, how do you like this game?
I like the Lions to cover the spread here, guys. And this is just like an early season thing to play like division underdogs of double digits here. And Green Bay turned the ball over 3 times last week, lost the turnover battle. And now we want them to turn around here and think that they're going to blow out like any team in the NFL at this point. Like, I think Green Bay is very likely to win the game. I'm not insinuating Detroit is going to win. I certainly think Aaron Rodgers can bounce back, especially with Lions top corner Jeffrey Okuda now done for the season here. But we saw the Lions offense put up a lot of points last week against San Francisco, albeit in catch-up mode. But why can't Jared Goff and the Lions do that this week against the Packers defense that got eviscerated last week by a Saints offense with Jameis Winston, Alvin Kamara, and the 3 of us literally playing out there? Christian might have been better than some of the receivers the Saints have right now. So I'll take the double digits, but the Lions also lean towards the over Monday night in Lambeau.
All right, he's Nick Costas here, our Odyssey insider. And Nick, it's interesting you take those 11 points. I know big point totals, right, in the NFL kind of always do scare me. So I'll go to the next one where obviously here in New England people keep an eye on. How about the Buccaneers? They are at home. They're laying 12.5. I know that's a big number, but it's hard not to be seduced by this offense and think they can cover that.
Yeah, I think the number is exactly right. I'm not insinuating that the number is wrong. I actually see 13 in some spots for Tampa Bay, and it makes sense. But I'm going to take the points with Atlanta. Same thing here. You know, double-digit division underdog this early in the season. And I think Dallas kind of showed us last Thursday night that there's a way to attack this Tampa defense, right? And I think that with Sean Murphy bunting now, the slot cornerback dislocated his elbow in that game, where I think Atlanta's going to have some edges there, right, with Kyle Pitts and Calvin Ridley down the field on the secondary, which got brutalized last week by Dak, CeeDee, Amari Gallup, Cedric Wilson, and the Dallas Cowboys. So again, I don't think Atlanta's going to win the game. I'm not saying that Tampa should be able to do what they want offensively, lean towards the over, but I actually do have the points here. I did take the points with Atlanta this weekend.
Okay, so since I'm a big wimp when it comes to gambling, I like a sure thing. Uh-oh. So give me your Merlone and Fourier lock of the week / sure thing bet.
Okay, how about this? Can I? You want one, or can I give you guys like four bets?
I'll take four.
Does that work?
Make me more money, Nick. I'm in.
Don't talk for 10 minutes, though.
Okay, this will be really quick. Let's take the Carolina. Listen, my information's really good. But
I know.
Carolina Panthers. Panthers +3.5 against the New Orleans Saints. New Orleans not built to come from behind. It's just a valuable numbers play. Carolina +3.5 against the New Orleans Saints. Let's move to the over in the San Francisco-Philadelphia game. Both offenses should be able to put points up. San Francisco dealing with injuries on the defensive side of the ball. Pure numbers play here. Jacksonville can never be +6 in this game against Denver. Doesn't mean Denver can't win 38-3. Just that it's a valuable numbers play to make on Jacksonville. +6 points against the Denver Broncos. The Tennessee Titans +6.5 on the road in Seattle. Again, bit of an overreaction spot here. I think Tennessee's offense is going to play a lot better. So Tennessee +6.5 as well. And I would only bet the over in that game. Total sitting at 54. How was that? Was that good for you?
I think that was perfect, Nick. Excellent. Thank you very much. Hopefully we're all going to make some money here. I want to give you one futures bet because there are some good teams that started off 0-1. Packers, Bills, Browns. Can you find better odds right now? Is it a smart move to maybe jump on them if you still like them as a Super Bowl favorite?
When I look at the Super Bowl guys, I feel like it's Kansas City and it's Tampa, and I don't know like if there's really a case to be made for other teams, honestly, here. Buffalo maybe can get it together right after what happened in week 1, but I think these are clearly the two best teams in football right now. If you want to, like, theoretically, like, quote-unquote, buy the dip on the Packers at 14-1 or Cleveland at 14-1, like, yeah, you're getting a better price, but, like, you really think Cleveland's going into Arrowhead? Like, and I know they kept it close last week. They ain't beating Kansas City in January. I don't think the Bucs are losing to anyone, including Kansas City. So, yeah, like, you're getting better quote-unquote value, but I think we're staring down the barrel, guys. If everyone stays healthy, fingers crossed, Super Bowl rematch, Kansas City, and your guy, Tom Brady, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right, he's Nick Costas. He's our Odyssey Gambler Insider. He's the host of You Better, You Bet. Nick, thanks for joining us here again on a Friday.
Hey, listen, wishing you guys and all the great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Nick Costos. There he is. He's our Odyssey Betting Insider. It's Nick's brought to you by Bet Rivers. You can go and check out all the latest lines today at BetRivers.net. And, of course, you can also check him out. He's got the You Better, You Bet podcast. And for more of Nick's analysis, just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. So I'm going to ask you, what is your
okay.
do you have a lock?
Let's try this, right? We should do this at the end of right after Nick, okay? Because he gave his. Yeah. My lock of the week is going to be Denver -6. Take Denver.
Denver.
Take Denver.
Against Jacksonville.
They beat the crap out of the Giants. They held them. I mean, they did a great job defensively. I know they're playing in Jacksonville, but think about everything that's going on in Jacksonville with Urban Meyer. Rookie quarterback, just nothing's going right for him. I think it continues. I think this Denver team
you're going
is
against
good
Nick.
Enough to come. Yeah, of course I'm going against Nick.
You don't want to be, I thought your lock would be Corey Davis under 2 catches.
Well, that's my side bet. That's my prop bet. That's my prop. Can I get a prop bet?
By the way, Christian, that is 4.5. If you want to go under 4.5, that is a real line you could take this Sunday.
Which
Corey
one?
Davis.
Corey Davis
is
catches.
Is it really?
Four and a half catches.
Is that called a sidebar?
Prop bet.
Prop bet. Under.
Okay, I'll take that too.
Right.
Hey, keep track of this, Tyler.
Sidebar.
All right,
yeah.
My prop bet is going to be that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The under Corey Davis.
The
four,
under.
4.5 catches.
Okay, and then I'm taking Denver. You got to give me one game and a prop bet.
Well, okay, I'm going to give you Pittsburgh -6 against Oakland, who won on Monday night in overtime. He brought it up in this one. Josh Jacobs just got ruled out. He wasn't really effective in that game anyways. Kenyon Drake will be the starter. I just believe in Pittsburgh's defense. As long as Ben Roethlisberger is healthy. Now, week 9, week 10, I don't know, but right now, week 2, he is. I think Pittsburgh covers that with a short week by Oakland coming out. Not Oakland, the Raiders coming out from Vegas, rather. Same thing. So that would be it for me.
Okay.
Prop bets.
Yes.
What's your sidebar?
My sidebar.
Sidebar.
I'm going to take over Zach Wilson. yards.
What is that at, Tyler?
It's two. I think we had it up there. I forget what it was. Whatever it is, I think it was even like as high as maybe 235, 240 in that range. I don't think they can run the football. I don't think they have a running back. I think he's going to throw it. If it's a game like you think, it might be garbage yard. What do you got, Tyler?
237 yeah. and a half for Zach Wilson.
237 and a half. I'm going to take over 237 for Zach Wilson because I don't think they can run it. I think they're going to have to throw
it. What I've realized is that Tyler's really good at this. Really good at this.
I shouldn't be. My dad does not want me to do this.
He's just like, any question I have, is like, oh, this is, I still don't get it. Right, Ryan? Ryan, you're on my side, right?
I'm totally on your side.
Makes absolutely zero sense.
Now, Christian Forey, if I asked you about Mac Jones prop bet, 246 and a half passing yards, would you go over or under Mac Jones passing yards for Sunday?
Oh, I hate this. I don't know.
Under.
I don't know.
Well, you think he's going to
stressful
80% completion?
I feel like
so
that's right in the middle.
You think 95% completion
percentage? I'd feel better if it was at 220 and I'd say over.
Last week was at 220. He had no problem going past that.
And so they raised it to 246?
Yeah, 246 and a half. But it is against the Jets, who have a bad defense.
You may not
I really wish I was recording on our conversation before the show. The light bulb that went off in your head, like, wait, I can't gamble in Massachusetts?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Ask Mutt. All right, listen, that's going to do it. We got last call, though. We're going to wrap it up next.
No, we don't have last call.
What do you mean?
We have a lot of MFFs.
Oh, no.
A lot of them. I know it. I can see him grinning over there.
This is
happy
bad
as hell.
This is going to be bad. You don't want to miss it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now more of the guys, Merloni and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, last call is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car, donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Although it's not
names, not important.
Cal Hanishan spoke.
The kid, bike, and then.
Pronunciation, overrated.
Got to be rivalry.
Eligibility restrictions, damn it!
We finish the week with the best of our worst.
Seems like you have a tenuous grasp on the English language in general.
This is MFUPS.
It gets locked up in my mouth. I don't say it no good.
I got to give you guys a lot of credit. You guys are very good this week.
I know.
I don't believe that.
I mean, I do.
Maybe I'm just blocking
until
out
today.
Today was pretty good.
Today was a little rough, but I actually want to take you guys back to last Friday.
Take me back.
We got one for Christian. We got one for Lou. This is a quality over quantity kind of week, and I'm slowly starting to figure out that our live reads are actually kind of turning into some can't miss radio, because this was Christian trying to get through a read from one of our great sponsors, Northeast Men's Health. How did that go?
Getting you back to feeling like you used to with high energy and a solid sex drive. Yeah. Take care of that sluggish feeling and set up an appointment in one of Northeast Men's Health's beautiful offices in Dedham, next to Legacy Place. Or in Salem. The place is great. I've been there all the time. I go there all the time. Right now, Northeast Men's Health, your initial visit is just $99.
It's the language you've been speaking your whole life. It's English.
Medical call.
What are we doing?
I keep thinking about that line about getting busy, like your sex drive. All right, they have a great deal for you. Listen, it's $99.
It is a great deal, Christian.
It's like I'm drunk. It's like I can't keep up. It's like I'm over my skis.
Your head got to go.
I made myself funny.
You heard yourself, and you're like drunk sometimes.
Never really recovered. So that was Christian. I can't leave Lou out. And I mean, Lou, would you like to take the? I'm just gonna let Lou explain what happened. Set this one up
Nick,
for me.
Costos.
Yeah.
Well, Costas.
Yeah, you got it now, don't you?
All right, so we interviewed Nick today, obviously our guy, but we had a tape him at 1 o'clock. Okay, and for some reason, I haven't got his name down yet. And I kept screwing this thing up. I can't still say this man's name.
Well, you got about 15 weeks left, so we're going to let the audience hear some stuff that they probably would never hear under any other circumstance.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. All right, welcome back to Maloney and Forey. It's time to make some money, which is why we're going to bring in our guy, Nick Kostas of Odyssey Gambling. He's the host of You Better, You Bet. He is our gambling guy. Should I start over?
Why? What's wrong with this gambling guy? He's our gambling guy.
Kostas. Jesus.
Can you come his name again? Nick, add that today. Add all this, Ryan.
Kostas. Jeez, I keep forgetting.
It's Kostas.
No, it's not. Shut up. See what I got to deal with, Nick, every day? All right, here we go again. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. It is time to make some money. So let's bring in our guy, Nick Kostas. Jesus Christ.
What's his name?
All right, here we go again.
I'm not even looking at you.
3, 2, 1, will you stop?
I'm not looking at you. All right, go ahead.
All right, let's go. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. It is Friday at 5:30, so it is time to make some money. We're going to bring in our guy, Nick Kostas. Did I get that right?
Just say it like Kostas, like Bob Kostas.
There we go.
Bob Kostas.
Holy shit. We're going to be playing this in the show all day long. Don't worry about it. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
And we're back live. Those are your MFMs for the
week. Bro, the guy's on the other end. He's like, Jesus, kid. Like, figure it out, will
you? He gave you a good coaching point, though.
Kostas.
He gave you a good one.
We're going to bring in our guy, Nick Kostas.
But it's not right.
But it's not even Kostas, right? It's Kostas. But he wants to go is by it? Kostas, he said.
Yeah, Nick Kostas.
I think he was just feeling bad for you. Just think of it like a name that's not even my name, but something easier to say.
I feel like you got it right.
I know I did,
but
never
you
did.
Didn't trust yourself.
No, I never
got
did.
It right.
I kept saying Kostas. Kostas.
So he never got it right
Kostas.
Until Kostas gave him the right
Kostas.
Hint?
Kostas.
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 Why do we both want to put an A on it?
I don't know.
Kostas.
Kostas.
Can we just, that's his name now.
Oh, we're changing it. What's up? The son of Bob.
We're too lazy.
Holy sh.
Well, there you go. That is MF Ups for
Good week, boys.
Outstanding. By the way, this hour is brought to you by 495 Chrysler. Here we go again. Jeep Dodge Rams. Jeep Adventure Days sales event. Save that one for next week. I am a freaking mess. It is Friday. I want to get the hell out of here. We got Pats Jets on Sunday.
Yes.
Mac Jones. Win or lose, Mac Jones.
Yep.
He will talk to us on Monday. Christian, everybody, have a good week.
Later.
All right, we'll see you Monday at 2 o'clock.
High energy and a solid sex drive. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.